It starts here. This is ground zero.
Okay.
And then if you ignore it, it starts to spread out.
Ground zero, a bed in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. And for Jim O'Brien, owner of Pest Quest Management, right now it's all bed bugs all the time. Today is the first of three treatments in this home, and it doesn't take too long for us to find our prize.
Oh, there's a bed bug right there.
O'Brien is very calm about our discovery. He's been fighting bugs for 20 years now. Before that, he was a policeman. He says he saw far gorier things on the force. And extermination actually isn't that different from police work.
We look at it as an investigation. You got to find out what's the problem, what particular insect or animal is causing the problem in that home.
O'Brien and his assistant treat the box spring, steam the mattress, vacuum the room, and spray the perimeter with one product that kills any live bugs and another that keeps them from reproducing. Then he starts explaining a mattress cover to the client.
Well, just keep an eye on it. You want to make sure the zipper stays closed.
This is the first time anything like this happened to me, and I am absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
This is the second lesser-known part of the job, right, treating the anxious client.
Excuse me. Where are you?
Sometimes they just want to talk about the stress of an infestation. He's had to refer other clients for professional therapy. But O'Brien is sympathetic. About a month ago, he woke up with a bite on his face and thought if he brought bed bugs home, his wife would kill him.
I can understand why people flip out, because I would too. Just the mere thought that these things, while you're sleeping, are crawling all over you.
It turned out to be a spider bite. But the stigma of bed bugs, O'Brien says that can be very real.
Bed bugs don't discriminate. They'll infest people who are poor, people who are rich. So nobody's exempt from getting infestations, but to this date, people just are ashamed.
But there is one good thing about bed bugs. You can get rid of them.
We're very successful at eradicating bugs, so there's always a happy ending.
For WNYC, I'm Tracy Samuelson.
So we'll move on to the next room?
Yeah, let's both double-team this room.
All right, let's go.